Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special El Unico edition of the BCP. Right now, goodest brother, so excited to talk with a man who's been making waves in Titan Championship Wrestling. And let's give him the formal introduction ahead of his performance upcoming against Mr. our good friend, let's be real, Johnny Moran, April 17th at Adrenaline Sports Academy. In Toms River, New Jersey, TCW.
How are you friends with that guy?
Oh, we'll get into it, man.
How are you friends with that guy?
Friends of a friend, of acquaintance we know, guys.
Hey, so. Man.
But your podcast is so much better than his.
Yikes. I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, thank you. We'll take compliments when we can.
We love Johnny, but let me get the ticket plug in here. Man, it's already heated. I love it, though. Keep it real.
Finish,
man.
Your intro. I interrupted
No worries. Yeah, let's get the fans out there. This is TCW Presents Ignition April 17th in Toms River, New Jersey. This is an outdoor socially distanced event. Get your tickets now. They are still available. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show El Unico himself and Judy Torres's favorite wrestler, our good friend, Mr. Chris Barton. What's up, brother? How are you, man?
What's
Thanks
up,
for a few
guys?
Minutes.
How are you guys doing today?
We are good, man.
Kicking out at 2.5. Like
always with the
say.
Shoulder up.
Yeah,
like
there
it.
You go.
That's awesome.
Take it, man. But let's get into it, man. I want to get right into it. This is crazy to me because, first of all, you know, I say the landscape of Titan Championship Wrestling is totally changing right now. We're seeing a lot of new faces, and you have made an impression early. You caught my eye. We had some good conversations before that match at Free For All 2, where you showed up and showed out against Big Rock and PJ Savage in a triple threat, defeating both of these men, and they have their own beef going on. But now you've gotten the tap on the shoulder to take on, and forgive me for putting him over here, but our guy, Johnny Moran, who I think is one of the biggest names in Titan right now, let's be real, a shoe-in for a number one contender. We hear Steve Monster Mac mention his name left and right, but for you to get that tap on the shoulder, before you lay into Johnny, man, what does that mean to you to get that match with Johnny?
Well, you know, speaking of that match with Big Rock and Savage, you know, like, I went in there not knowing who these two guys were. And if you watch the match back, like, those two dudes were laying it in on me, dude. Like, they were beating the – I'm not going to curse. I'm going to try not to.
Okay.
Beating the ever-living crap out of me. And I still got the upper hand. These are big boys, mind you. PJ Savage trained by the legendary Johnny Rods. Big Rock coming out of the Super Crazy Academy. Two, like, hosses beat them, destroyed them. What do you think is going to happen to Johnny Moran this coming Saturday? Like, you know, I appreciate the tap on the shoulder, as you like to call it. But, like, Titan, it took them weeks to find me someone. It's like they had no other choice. You see, I don't know if Johnny Moran was just willing to do it or if he had no other choice and he had no one else to find, because it literally took weeks, like 3 weeks of calling them out for him to even give me a match. And to me, that's insulting, especially after the performance I had, and they want to market everyone else's match. And speaking of which, you know, I have a bone to pick with Billy Fetsky.
Oh.
Because he went on your show, and he didn't even talk about our match. He didn't talk about it. And to me, it's like, huh. Wow. If there were any other person going up against Johnny Moran, he would have been plugging it. It would have been the first match announced. Because look who's on the front of the poster. It's Johnny Moran, front and center. You know what I mean? Am I on the poster? No. I'm in one of the top matches on the show, and I'm not even on the poster. So, like, how am I supposed to feel? Listen, I'm not a bad guy by any means. I'm not a heel, as you, the smart fans, want to call it. I'm a guy that likes to have fun and have a good time. But how am I supposed to feel if this company that I'm busting my ass for, constantly putting out content for, wouldn't even acknowledge me or give me the time of day? Like, how am I supposed to feel about that?
So,
you want to promote Rick Recon and Nikos Ricos? You want to promote, give Fox Vineyard a match against Monster Mag? What did he do to deserve a match with Monster Mag? Like, all these people are getting the spotlight and opportunities, and I don't understand why. You know what I mean? So while I do appreciate the tap on the shoulder, to me, it feels hollow. It doesn't feel like they, it feel like they had no other choice but to give me Johnny Moran because they knew I wouldn't shut up otherwise.
Wow. Wow. Telling it like it is already. And you've been very vocal about this. You do feel disrespected. Like in my mind, taking on Johnny Moran, I think that is a great match. Yeah, that should be on the marquee, man. That's fantastic for you, man. Taking on Johnny. Like, again, I'll be very real. He's been good to us. Good friend, friend of the show, man. I'm a fan of his podcast. But that being said, man, you kind of came out and said, hey, you know, Johnny didn't even acknowledge the match himself on Instagram, so on and so forth. But then Johnny did cut a promo. He put it out on social media. Guys, check that out. And he basically called you a happy monster and said you lack that killer. I'm just the messenger, sir. Lack that killer instinct. Your comments.
Let me tell you something real quick about me, because Titan doesn't even want to acknowledge this either. I made my pro wrestling debut September 9th, 2017.
Okay.
At the age of 18 years old. Okay. Right? And since then, every single year I've been in this business, I've been a champion. I'm one of the top tag team competitors in the Northeast. I'm one of the best wrestlers in the Northeast. I'm currently a champion, but the Titan doesn't want you to acknowledge that. They don't want you to worry about that. They don't want you to acknowledge that. So for Johnny Moran to say, I don't have killer instinct, man, you don't know me. You don't know who I was trained by. I was trained by one of the best wrestlers in the Northeast, someone who knows Monster Mac very well, in the Grim Reaper. That was the man who trained me. Doghouse Proud, he trained me. Threw us into the fire to see if we were going to get burned or if we were going to make something out of ourselves. And guess what? I think I made something out of myself. So Johnny Moran, you can let the freestyle music and the smile on my face fool you. But once we get in that ring, my dude, the minute you try to look past me is the minute you're going to be looking up at the lights.
Wow. Wow. Man, already out the gate. A lot of real talk here, man. It sounds like this guy has a chip on his shoulder. Like I always
like
say,
it, though.
The only chip on my shoulder is usually Cool Ranch Dorito.
I like the fire. I like the guy on my shirt. I like the fire, and I like the fact that inspires people to do something about it.
I like your shirt too. Is that a Rocky shirt?
Oh yeah,
it's his favorite.
Rocky Four. Rocky Four is my favorite movie.
You go with Four, okay?
Rocky Four is my favorite.
Mine's the first one. Before is right there though. I love Four.
Rocky Four to me, that story is just like is one of my favorite. I'd put Rocky Four and Rocky One. 2, 3, and then obviously you have like 5, and you have Balboa, and you have the
Balboa to me is the most underrated. I love Balboa. We actually just marathoned all the whole series, and I've been to the steps twice. I haven't run them yet.
We're gonna go.
I've been to the steps last year.
Did you run them?
First time.
Did you run them?
I didn't run them. No, I didn't run them.
I ran them both times. I had to.
It's a bucket list for me.
It was just spontaneous. I was hanging out with my girl at the time, and yeah. We were just like, hey, let's just go to the Rocky Steps. And we did.
That sounds like an amazing day.
From New York to Philly.
Oh, wow.
We saw the Rocky statue. Obviously, I took pictures with it.
Oh, yeah.
And we did the Rocky Steps, took a picture there, all that good stuff. So
nice, man. And forgive me for not doing my homework here. Where do you hail from, Mr. Barton?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. So I was born and raised in Bushwick.
So you're from Brooklyn originally?
Yeah, born and raised in Brooklyn, specifically Bushwick, Brooklyn. Currently residing in Bed-Stuy. So that's where I'm from. And that's funny because Monster Mag likes to say he's from Bed-Stuy, do or die. So that's also another little funny coincidence there.
I got you, man. And not to get too off topic here, but I got to ask you, man, Brooklyn, I hear the pizza spot's DeFars. What's the pizza spot?
Yeah, what's the pizza spot, brother?
You know, it's so funny. Like, I think there's so many pizza spots. Like, in my area alone, there's 10 within a couple miles from each other, like maybe less than a mile each other, you can find like 10 pizza spots. And I think, you know, some are really good, some are bad, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I feel like if someone
hear.
Who's never had New York pizza came down, mm-hmm. they wouldn't be able to differentiate what's good or bad pizza. But mm-hmm. I can tell you like some of the best spots, like one of my favorite spots locally in the area is Tony's Pizzeria in Knickerbocker.
Okay.
It's a good spot to go to. If you go to Bedford Avenue, there's a good pizza places over there. Obviously, some of the best pizza you'll find is down in South Brooklyn.
Okay.
So those are a couple spots you want to go to if you want to find some good pizza.
Gotcha, man. And not to get too off topic, I had to ask the pizza question.
No, it's
especially in New York, we always do.
It's a respectable question, but if you're ever in New York, you got to go to your local bodega and get yourself a chopped cheese.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good.
All right. Well, chopped cheese. You know what a chopped cheese is, gentlemen?
I have no idea, but I'm in.
Anything with cheese, I'll eat it, dude. Chopped.
So everyone needs the bacon, egg, and cheese is the New York staple. It's really not. It's the chopped cheese, which is the New York staple. So basically, you're taking like hamburger meat, right? Okay. You season it however you want to season it.
Okay.
You chop it up. You chop up the meat into bitty pieces or whatever. And then you put like onions, peppers, whatever you want to put in it. You put the cheese, obviously, and then you put on the hero. Ketchup, mayo, whatever condiments you want to put on it. That is a New York staple, the chopped cheese. If you go anywhere else other than New York, they won't know what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, okay. I've never heard of that. Okay. All right.
Sounds awesome, man. And thank you for that. But let's get back to obviously
get back to business.
The match at hand, man. And now I'm just a little bit hungry, but I digress. Let's go into we'll have some leftovers after this. Let's go into Johnny Moran again taking on Chris Barton, man. Now I know how you feel about Mr. Moran, but I would not obviously underestimate him. Is there some level of respect? Is there strategy going into this one, or are you just going to do what you do?
Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't have any ill feelings towards Johnny on a personal level. And I think professionally, like, he's good. But to me, I feel like the respect isn't both ways. You know what I mean? I feel like
it's not a two-way street.
Like, I'm someone that, like, I have respect. I respect the Titan, which I'll get to in a second because I have a lot I want to say. But in regards to Johnny Moran, like, you know, I've studied him the same way he said he studied me. I studied his matches. I studied those matches that he mentioned against Mason Marr and Recky Bolagurski. And I can tell you that, like, he's not going to get the upper hand against me. Straight up. He's not going to. And, you know, I think Johnny Moran, if he doesn't respect me now, he definitely will after April 17th because – I'm going to kick his ass. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do what El Unico does best, and that's kick some ass. Whether I'm happy-go-lucky or whether I'm serious as shit, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to beat up Johnny Moran in front of his girl, in front of all the Titan fans, in front of all the boys in the locker room, in front of Billy, in front of Charlie, in front of everybody. I don't care who it is. If they want to stream it live on Facebook, guess what? They'll see it too. Mob Fight TV, they'll see it too. They'll see me kick Johnny Moran's ass. And you know what? I'm ready for it.
Wow, man. And you know, we like to say, like, you're kind of like this new class, as we say, the landscape of TCW is changing, as we're seeing. But you were there at the Mount Olympus Battle Royale and had a heck of a showing, man.
You know, it's so funny. People have questioned me and people have questioned my legitimacy. Right. Well, let me tell you guys, when you brought up the road to Mount Olympus Battle Royal, in that match, I eliminated a lot of dudes. Like, there was only a handful of guys who even had eliminations. I'm amongst those guys. Right.
Yeah.
And the only way I was eliminated was it took the entire ICW roster to eliminate me. John Wayne Murdoch, IWTV Wrestler of the Year. Eric Ryan, Satsu Jin, Akira. It took those guys to eliminate me. The four of them, right? Then SP Anderson gives me an invite to the Mount Olympus Rumble, right? Guess what? I come down with a sickness. I was going to start singing Disturbed. Came down with a sickness. Couldn't make the show. Obviously, we're in a pandemic now. Otherwise, I still would have went down there. But you know what? For the safety of Titan, I didn't go.
Absolutely.
Right. And then I was invited back for free for all. And guess what? I did what I said I was going to do. And that was beat both those guys. And I was going to make a statement, which I did. You know what I mean? And it's funny because I talked to Billy and, like, me and Billy have a good relationship. Like, I'm going to just straight shoot. I have a good relationship with Billy. I wish I could show you the messages, but I'm using my phone. I had messages with Billy. Saying how, you know what, man, I want to make Titan the best company it could possibly be. I'm going to give my all to Titan Championship Wrestling. And you know what? We had good back and forth messages. He was very motivating. And you know what? It fired me up. It got me motivated. And then to turn around and see that he doesn't even care about my match with Johnny, his golden boy, like, it makes me real upset. So it's like, how am I supposed to feel when, you know, I could go anywhere else in Jersey. I'm not going to name any name. I could go anywhere else in Jersey if I wanted to. But no, my loyalty is with Titan. And I said that since the very get-go. Because you know what? Billy gave me an opportunity, and I took advantage of that opportunity. But to go around and pretend I don't exist or make fun of my promos that I'm putting out there to plug your show, man, I have every right to be upset. And anyone who's in my situation would understand.
Wow, it's personal. And what would it mean over the likes of a Johnny Moran mean to you, sir?
You know, Johnny Moran is so content with wanting this match with Monster Mac. And, you know, as I said before, Monster Mac is one of my dream matches. I grew up watching him in Moth, the Hit Squad, tear it up all over the world. Like, I've seen them live. I've seen them in Ring of Honor. I've seen them in ICW. You know, I've seen them all over the indies. And, like, Monster Mac is someone that I respect. And behind the scenes, he's someone I talk to. He's someone I like to get advice from. Like, he's someone that I genuinely respect. And I believe in my heart that I will have a match with Monster Mac for that Titan Championship Wrestling wow. Heavyweight Championship. And I'm not worried about Johnny Moran, because you know what? He is going to underestimate me. I already know it. He's going to underestimate me. He's going to make one mistake, and I'm going to take his head off with a lariat. Wow. I'm calling it right now. I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. Johnny Moran's not going to last longer than 10 minutes in there with me. Hell, I would say he wouldn't even last longer than 5 minutes with me.
I mean, I'll say this, you know, like we always say here, the real winners, the fans. We have Riley taking on Vicky. I know Waylon Cage is going to be in action. We have a lot of really great matches. Fox Finger taking on Steve Mack for the title, which you mentioned earlier. Guys, again, shameless plug, tickets are available now at titan-championpwrestling.com. Get your tickets now for this outdoor, safe, socially distanced event, April 17th in Toms River, New Jersey. Nuno, what do you got for me, brother?
So Rob tells me that you're into video games.
It's on the Twitch.
And wrestling games specifically, I wanted to go over you with what is okay. What in your opinion, what is the best wrestling game of all time?
Virtual Pro Wrestling 2.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So I've never played it. Okay. So I can't say I've played every single wrestling game. Mine's WWF No Mercy, but I know it takes
as everyone else's.
It has the same engine, right? Okay, and that's where No Mercy got it from.
He knows this stuff.
So, Virtual Pro Wrestling 2
okay.
Was exclusive to Japan, right? So, okay. Everyone thinks...
I haven't played a lot of imports, so...
So, everyone thinks there's the Legendary Four Aki games, which is WCW World Tour.
Yeah, Japan, no, I know there's more than
2000,
that, yeah.
No Mercy. Yeah. There's actually six.
Mm-hmm.
There's Virtual Pro 64, mm-hmm. And then there's Virtual Pro Wrestling 2. So, okay. Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 takes all the gameplay improvements from No Mercy, because it came out a couple months before No Mercy did. It uses the WrestleMania 2000 engine, but has all the gameplay improvements of No Mercy. Now, I'm a big fan of Japanese wrestling. Wrestling is where I take the most influence from, wrestling-wise. So that game has an All Japan licensed roster, but they got away with using New Japan, Michinoku Pro, and all these other companies. And the way they got away with it was, you would have to go to edit a wrestler.
And they would have all the costumes there.
They would have all the costumes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So like, you would have like this knockoff Dushin Liger that obviously is a knockoff.
yeah.
If you go into the edit menu, his moves are already there.
Yeah.
You just have to change the name and the outfit and you have Dushin Liger. So it took a little bit of work, but that's how they got away with it.
Yeah.
So Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 to me is hands down the best wrestling game of all time. Everyone who's played it will tell you it's the best wrestling game of all.
Okay, I gotta track it down. I actually, because I watch YouTube a lot. I actually heard that from AJ Styles.
Hold on, as a matter of fact,
I forget who was talking to him about it, but they asked him like, "What's your favorite wrestling game?" And he said, "You know, virtual that wrestling game." So
I'm going to see if I could show you really quickly.
Yeah, man,
I actually have it complete.
There it is. I'm a big game collector. So
I have it complete. I just got to dig into my little drawer here.
Yeah, no worries, man. That's awesome. Do you collect only wrestling? Oh, there it is. Wow. That's
okay.
You have the plastic case around it like Nunez does, or is it just shiny?
Oh, just shiny. with a little bit damage, in the back.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep a lookout for it. Like, and once the world opens up a little bit and there's more conventions, I'll definitely. What else are some of your favorite wrestling games out there?
Fire Pro Wrestling Returns was a big one.
Okay.
Right. I prefer that one a little bit more than Fire Pro Wrestling World.
Okay.
A little bit more. Everyone likes Here Comes the Pain. I actually prefer Shut Your Mouth.
Really? Shut Your Mouth. Yeah. So we were having this conversation because we went to the flea market yesterday. Did they have Shut Your Mouth or was it Just Bring It?
It was Shut Your Mouth. I was on The Rock. It was Just Bring It. Yeah.
So yeah. I do prefer Here Comes the Pain, but Shut Your Mouth is very good.
I just prefer the roster. I don't know.
Yes.
Why.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I like the roster better in Shut Your Mouth. That's just me.
What did now? Shout out to our friends over at RetroSoft Media coming out with Retromania. I saw you playing this. We will be reviewing it here on the BCP.
I am very excited.
Promo on the popbreak.com. Thank you to the good people at RetroSoft Media for taking care of us with that game. I'm excited to receive it. It is not yet out for the PS4. I know it's on its way, but it is available now on Switch, Xbox One, and PC, I believe. We saw you playing it, sir. What were your thoughts on the game so far?
I love it. I've been following the game for the past 2 years now. I've been in contact with Mike like through email, like a lot. You know, he's been very transparent with the development of the game, which I appreciate. You know what I mean? Because like nowadays, like, you know, with games like Cyberpunk and a bunch of these other games that shit broken, whatever the case may be. I've enjoyed my time with Retromania. There's only been one little minor issue, and it's with one of the achievements. But besides that,
okay.
Gameplay is fine. Gameplay is great. You know, it's one of those games that's only going to expand over time. Like, you know, he has a goal to make it obviously like a long-term game, not just a one-and-done release as it is, and that's it.
That's awesome.
I really enjoy the game. I like the roster. I like how weird it is. Part of me would prefer if they would have kept it one or the other. Like, if you want to have it super old school, I would have kept it super old school. If you want to have a bunch of new wrestlers, I would have had it just new wrestlers. But had a cool mix. Obviously, you're going to add DLC and all the other good stuff as well. So you'll constantly keep making the game fresh or whatever.
Yeah, I like the roster a lot, man. You got people, you know, NWA people, Johnny Nitro is in, obviously John Morrison from WWE, Ref Ryan T, who also be on the show this week. He's in it, Pat Savino, which is really cool. You know, Ref Ryan T going on. Oh, I never thought I'd be in a video game. Chris, I'll ask you, man, have you ever, you know, ever thought about that? You know, I see you got the action figures around. We'll talk about that in just a minute, man. Is that part of the goal? Part of the journey is to maybe, because you're such a video game guy, to be in a video game, to be an action figure, all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. You know, I could tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with that new virtual basement wrestling game coming out?
I almost brought it up, but I knew we were talking about the other one. Yeah, I'm still waiting for it. And the roster, a lot of our friends involved, Lady Frost, Savage Gentleman.
I messaged them and I reached out because I was just like, a bunch of my friends are in the game. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was like, if they're on, there's a slight chance I could be on. You know, me having my fucking head.
Go for
it. Yeah. being in my head or whatever. I reached out and I made a post on my old Facebook account. You know, asking people like, hey, like, you know, have them put me in the wrestling code. And like, I had a bunch of people share it. I messaged them, I DM'd them, and I was met with silence and I was put on scene. So that was heartbreaking because I want to be in a wrestling game so bad. But I think my time will come, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to become successful. I know I'm going to be one of the best wrestlers in the world one day. And I know that there'll be plenty of video games I'll be in.
I mean, that's the goal, man. Always just to have, you know, like even it. In the interview game, man, you get a lot of no's, you get a lot of no response, you get left on. And that comes with the territory, you know, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do get those yeses, you know, shameless plug. We got Angle, we got Dreamer, and they really just made our days.
We got a Ghostbuster.
We got a go Ernie Hudson, dude. Come on. I'm proud of that, man. So that's great, man. You'll get the no's, but like there'll be a time when people come knocking at your door, man. I always think of it that way, man. And you'll make people believe, man. But, you know, we're geeking out over here. We're talking about the video games. Let's talk about the figures because I do see the collection behind you. We were kind of popping for the old school Ninja Turtles before the interview off camera, which I'm trying to collect. I have the old school Ghostbusters. I'm aging myself, man. But what do you got over here, man? You want to give us a little...
Yeah, sure. I have a bunch of Marvel Legends. Hold on, let me see if I can put my camera around.
Who's your favorite
Who's your favorite superhero?
It's very cliche. It's actually Wolverine.
That's my favorite.
That's his. Dude,
that's what
that's
you should
his
see
guy.
My room.
Oh, it's all yeah, Wolverine. That's his guy. Okay.
Weapon X Wolverine.
You getting the Johnny Gargano Wolverine gear?
I didn't see that one, but I have.
It's on the way.
This is my.
It's on pre-order.
Frogman.
Okay. Frogman, nice.
Okay.
You got Weapon X Wolverine.
Oh man.
Punisher. War Machine. I'm trying to do a quick little run through of what I got. Rage. Up here we got Loki.
Nice, excited.
Union Jack. Series. Hercules. Symbiote Spider-Man.
Oh, nice.
This is the six-arm Spider-Man.
Oh, the doppelganger, right?
Doppelganger, yeah. I was trying to figure out the name. Beast, one of my other favorites.
Oh, I like X-Men. That
X-Men is my favorite superhero group.
Awesome.
Gambit.
Mon ami.
Archangel, one of my favorite figures to have. Ooh. One of the deluxe figures. And these are some of my cool figures. I have the Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's with the cycle.
Ghost Rider. Oh, I wish if I turn the flashlight on also. I think I have the flashlight on. Oh, no, I can't do it.
No, it's all
I
good.
I have 80 years Wolverine.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I have a card of Wolverine's first appearance. I'll have to show it to you.
I have an anniversary Turtles 4-pack.
Oh, come on, man. Thank you. How much you want?
Maestro, another one of my favorite heroes.
Nice.
Grey Hulk.
Oh, wow.
Here, you're going to speed us up a little bit. You got Doc Ock, Venom, Anti-Agent Venom.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Sinister.
It's clobbering time.
Another Wolverine. There's a Sub-Zero in that little corner over there.
Yes, I'm a big. Are you excited for the movie? I'm a big Mortal Kombat guy.
I'm very excited. That's Friday night. Oh, and Stan Lee right here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you get that signed or?
No, that's just a part of the figure.
Oh, okay.
My favorite figure, Apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Venom, Toxin, Red Hulk.
Now, how long have you been collecting for?
Only a few years, but hold on. We're getting ready for this.
Oh, come on. That's not even fair. With Splinter and Shredder, too. Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm getting one of those packs.
Key question. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Raphael.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Cool. So mine is the party dude. I love Michelangelo.
How can I forget my pops?
Oh, it's man, a dangerous that's road, guy, yeah, man.
That's dangerous. So
you know now I'm only yes. wrestler pops, but yeah, it's yeah. a dangerous road.
Yeah, because I have such.
Pops?
Yeah, he has a bunch. Yeah.
Oh, you got that one.
I got T and Hogan. I got the Fiend.
Now, did you get the Stone Cold 7-Eleven exclusive?
I'm looking
yet?
For that, man.
No, I stopped collecting pops. It's Smart. Too much.
Yeah, smart guy.
Yep. I'm only wrestling pops.
Yeah, because
I gave a bunch to Anthony Bennett. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah,
he's
shout out to
our
boy
guy.
Anthony Bennett.
I gave him a bunch. So
because I have such Too a big, I have such a big wrestling, video game collection. That's like, I have some toys, but I'm like, I don't want to go down that road. And I just got a record player, and I might start collecting vinyls. I'm just like, oh, it might be too much.
I got a big game collection too. The problem is they're just all kind of scattered everywhere. So like I'll have game stack. I have all my Xbox One games in this corner. Mm. I got my drawers, bunch of like NES. Have a complete unboxed copy of WrestleMania for the Nintendo.
Okay, awesome. So I have it loose. I don't have it. We actually will send you the link. I did a room tour. What was it? 2 weeks
couple
ago.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, where it shows off my collection. I got a decent amount. It's kind of sick, actually.
That's awesome. I can't wait to watch that, dude. Like I love gaming. Like I'm very passionate.
I'm big into retro gaming. Yeah.
I just love gaming as a whole. Retro. Mm. You know, I get in the mood. Like I play anything. Like I know there's people out there who are like, oh, I'm just gonna play NBA 2K, Grand Theft Auto, or just Call of Duty. And I'm just like, man, like there's such a big world out there for gaming.
Yeah.
Like, I just got done playing. You're familiar with a game called Superhot?
Superhot. No.
So Superhot is this game where it's a, I guess you can consider it an FPS, but the thing is time moves when you move.
Ooh, okay.
So cool. It's like,
interesting.
So it's almost like it's slow motion. The whole game's in slow motion because again, time moves when you move. So whenever I take a step, the enemy is taking a step. So you kind of want to be strategic and like you could disarm people, take their guns, their knives or whatever. It's really interesting. I recommend checking it out. It's on PS4. It's on Xbox. It's on
okay. PC, okay.
It's on all those platforms. So like that's a game I was playing. I was playing Tetris Effect Connected the other night. Like, I play everything, man. Like, you know, I think if you kind of limit yourself to just one genre of games, you're never going to experience the full benefit of gaming. Because, like, yeah. I have games, fighting games, puzzle games, shooters. You know, I have playing this game called Planet Coaster, which is just you build roller coasters and you sit back and just try to earn money from it.
Oh, yeah, like Roller Coaster Tycoon from, like, back in the day.
Yeah, exactly, exactly like that. So that's I'm awesome. Just into everything. So, like, I can play that 1 second, and then next second play Doom Eternal.
There you go.
Then next second play Mortal Kombat, and then play Tetris, and then play, you know, a heavy story-driven game like Hellblade or something. You know, like, I just love gaming. I love the gaming culture. I love preserving games. I love gaming history. Like, you know, wrestling is obviously my first love and the main love I have, but, you know, gaming, like, I treat with such respect, and, like, I love.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to have you on a gaming stream sometime, man. Yeah,
absolutely.
That'd be amazing.
We'll send you the link to the room
You'll
tour.
Approve. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, man. But, you know, obviously, you know, we talk about wrestling be the first love and loving gaming and all that stuff, man. But long-term goals, let's get into it. We got to ask everyone this absolutely. Question, my man. You know, is it the AEWs of the world? Is it the WWEs? Is it to open a wrestling school? We've heard all the answers. We hear some people say they want to stay on the indies. They want to make a living, man. What is the goal? You could be politically correct here and you just say anywhere, but, like, what's the goal for Chris Barton moving forward?
There's a couple. There's a bunch of short-term goals and there's a bunch of long-term goals I have. I
sure. think
my goals kind of change, like, I'm at a point now where it's like I want to try other stuff and see how that goes too. You know what I mean? But, like, the overall goal I had for a long time was Japan, but not only be a wrestler in Japan, be a superstar in Japan. Like, not New Japan specifically, but, like, All Japan. All Japan is a place I want to wrestle in because, like, you know, I love watching 90s All Japan, and Kenta Kobashi is my favorite wrestler. So being able to wrestle in either All Japan or Pro Wrestling Noah, and then for us New Japan, screw it, whatever. But, like, being a superstar over there, like, I want to be a combat sports legend in Japan. Like, I want to do MMA in Japan, boxing in Japan, wrestling in Japan. I want to do stupid ass commercials in Japan. I want to be in anime.
Yes.
I want to be in everything. Like, I want to be a legend in Japan. I want to be this like legendary figure where, like, if I come out the airport flooded with fans, or, like, if I, like, you know, I can't walk anywhere without fans, like, hightailing to see me, like, I want to be this mythical kind of, like, big deal in Japan. Like, that's the goal for me. Because, like, in America, like, it's cool or whatever, but, you know, a big Puerto Rican dude with long hair and a beard, you can probably find that all over the place. If I go to Japan, you're not going to see that.
Yeah, you don't see that often, yeah.
So if you see that, you're going to be like, huh.
Fans are very...
That's Chris Barton.
Yeah, fans are very respectful.
Yeah.
There, too.
And, like, that's just what I love. I love the Japanese style. I love Japanese wrestling. But, like, obviously a short-term goal is to be able to make this business profitable, be able to make money in wrestling, like, to the point where I don't need to do anything else but wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big goal. And obviously I have stupid goals, like be on a cereal box, you know.
I wouldn't think that's stupid, man.
Have my own Twinkies, Bartinkies, call them.
Nice.
I want to have my own wrestling figure. I want to be in a video game, like, there's a bunch of goals like that, man. I there's, like, so many things I want to do, and I do see myself doing all those things. So it's not something that I think that's far-fetched. I think I can definitely accomplish those goals with the right amount of hard work and dedication and, you know, obviously putting the work and the time in.
We have a feeling that you will, man.
Absolutely, man. Keep working hard, man. Absolutely. Nuno, what you got?
So you touched on, you know, your favorite wrestler of all time before. Living, you know, you could choose from the past, you could choose present, indies, you know, big company. Who's your dream opponent? Or you can name multiple.
So I have five.
Okay.
He thought about this. Okay, I like it.
All right.
So I had to change the list a few times because obviously people are retired or people are dead or whatever the case may be.
You could choose living or current. That's fine.
I'm gonna make this a believable.
Okay, realistic.
Okay, I'm all right. I like it.
Believable list, just because, like, I've done it on other shows before where I've said, like, all time dream matches, but I think these are dream matches that can happen and still can happen and be legitimate.
Yeah.
I think number one for me right now is Chris Hero.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Chris Hero is a big one. He's someone I was put on to Ring of Honor at a really young age.
The wrestling genius.
This was the time, This was the time when him and Claudio, better known as Cesaro, were in Ring of Honor. So those are the first two guys I was really exposed to, the Kings of Wrestling. So Cesaro's a dream match also, but obviously, yes. You know, I feel like it's a little bit more hard to accomplish, especially now that he's getting his big run in WWE right now.
Never say never. And I love that airplane spin.
Yeah, big win on night one. That was awesome, that was a great match with Seth Rollins. Yeah, definitely. I'm glad he's starting to get his shine.
Chris Hero's the big one that's alive. That has always been in my top five. Like, dead or alive, he's in my top five, and he's definitely the one. He's taking a little hiatus from wrestling, but, like, I would definitely hope to have a match with him when I feel like I learned a lot, and I feel like it'll be a great fucking match, too. You know what I mean? I think that was a big one. Keith Lee was another one I wanted to have before he got signed, and he was still doing Evolve and all these other things. So Keith Lee is a big one as well. Monster Mac, for sure. Monster Mac's more of a personal, sentimental reason. I grew up watching him, you know, especially like watching him in the Indies or whatever. You know, him and Moth as a team is the big dream match there. And I see it happening at Titan, and I see me knocking his head off with a lariat for the Titan.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Titan Championship Wrestling title. I'm trying to figure out this list, man, because there's so many names I could throw at you right now. And some
you can do honorable mentions, man. It's your list. It's your world. So we're just living in it.
Some guys aren't even Smiley's a guy I wrestled before.
Okay.
Triple threat match.
He's always great.
Yeah, Smiley's someone that I want to have a one-on-one with. Because we did a triple threat match before. There's a funny story behind that.
Sure.
We were booked in a triple. It was originally him versus someone else, my boy Louis Lindo. Shout out to Louis. And then I was put in it as a triple threat. And we had like this cool match called, you know what I mean? And behind, pulling the curtain a little bit here, it was probably going to be like 6 to 8 minute match. It was supposed to be.
Okay.
And then one of the promoters was like, hey, like, you know, one of the guys is late. Could you guys stretch it to 20? So we had this, and we were like, next.
Cool.
So we had like this match that is meant to be 6 to 8 minutes, which would have been great if it were a 6 to 8 minute match. And then we had to stretch it out for a long time. So I feel like if me and Smiley, or even if you run that triple threat again, with the time that we were supposed to have, I think it'd be amazing. But Smiley's definitely someone. Steve Pena wasn't a match of mine I wanted to have, but I'm actually having that match May 8th. So that's, I can't really say that's a dream match anymore. Sean Donovan is another match I want to have.
Ah, the old school Messiah.
Yes, Sean Donovan. I love his work. I love the old school aspect of it. I feel like
I do too.
It would be a rough and tough match. You know,
yeah, I mean, hard hitting.
Like he's someone that would bring the best out of me. You know what I mean? Mm. He'd really show me something. So he's definitely someone. And I made a post a couple of weeks ago saying, like, I'm down to wrestle anybody. Like, I don't care if you're man, woman, non-binary, gender neutral. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if you're tall, short, black, white, Spanish, Asian, whatever you are. Like, if you feel like you can bring the best out of me, bring it.
Wow.
That's the mentality on that right now.
Wow, man. And Mr. Barton, I do want to be respectful of your time, man. This is great. Thank you for opening up about everything, how you really feel, man. Absolutely. And I'll just give you the floor, man. Before we get out of here, we will get the shameless promo in, of course. Real quick, man, I'll let you have the floor. Anything that you want to say to the fans who might want to come out to Titan, or maybe something you want to say to Johnny before we get out of here, something you want to say to Billy, the floor is yours, whatever you got, bro.
You give me a live microphone, brother.
that's what we do.
Yep.
So, Johnny Moran, I know you're watching this. I know you're watching this right now. And you were probably watching the whole stream waiting for me to have my closing statements towards you. This Saturday, I'm going to hurt you. But I do think we're going to have a great match. But at the end of the night, I don't see you winning. I see me hitting you with a lariat and taking the W. And That's really all I have to say. You know, I've said a lot the past couple of weeks about Johnny, about Titan. I'm actually really excited. I have a new theme I'm using.
I have new
gear I'm using. Like, I'm taking this match seriously because when I beat Johnny Moran, the whole shift of Titan changes. Everything changes in Titan at that point. Because, wow, Chris Barton beat the Golden Boy. What's next? you have no other choice but to put me against Monster Mac, because I don't think Fox Vineyard is going to beat Monster Mac straight up. And if Fox Vineyard has a problem, we could run it the next show, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Wow.
If he wants to smoke. But I think Monster Mac's going to win. And you know what? I really think that it's going to be me and Monster Mac at some point. And I think the fans have to accept that. And I think they'll be ready for it after they see my performance this Saturday.
Wow, Mr. Barton, very, very well said. We do appreciate a few minutes of your time. Again, guys, you can see who is going to win that match. Johnny Moran takes on Chris Barton April 17th, this Saturday at TCW Presents Ignition. Get your tickets now at titan-championwrestling.com. Mr. Barton, before we get out of here, man, tell everyone where they can follow you on socials, if you got any merch, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Facebook is just Chris Barton. You can find me. People are tagging me all over the place and stuff. Instagram, my Instagram changed. I have a new Instagram, old one got deleted, so it's official_Chris Barton. Twitter is @beast_Barton. YouTube is Chris Barton, and then Twitch is I took a little bit of a break on Twitch, but Twitch is 3CountBarton.
Nice, I like it.
And yeah, that's all my socials, and I'll see everyone April 17th.
Love it, man. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We'll see you April 17th. I'm excited to be calling that match. I can't wait, man. Good luck to you, sir. Stay safe out there and continue success moving forward. All right, man.
Appreciate you guys. See you guys Saturday.
All right, man. Can't wait. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.